7 weeks ago, I announced a new economic policy to stop the rise in prices, create new jobs, and protect the American dollar. Tonight, I want to report to you about how that new policy has been working, and to describe how that policy will be continued. On the international front, I'm glad to report substantial progress in our campaign to create a new monetary stability and to bring a new fairness to international trade. Just as this nation welcomes foreign competition, we have a right to expect that our trading partners will welcome American competition. As this nation welcomes foreign competition, we have a right to expect that our trading partners abroad welcomes American competition. This is a healthy development that the world has come to understand that America believes in free trade as long as it is fair trade. This will mean more sales of American goods abroad, more jobs for American workers at home. Further of job hunt, the House of Representatives yesterday passed a tax program based on my recommendation that will create an additional 500,000 jobs in the coming year. I call upon the Senate, which has begun hearings on this bill today, to act as promptly as the House so that we can move forward to our goal of full employment in peacetime. I can report to you tonight that the wage price freeze has been remarkably successful. Figures published today bear this out. Wholesale prices in September posted the biggest decline since 1969. And the price of industrial commodities has declined for the first time in 3.5 years. The primary credit for the success of this first step in the fight against rising prices belongs to the American people. It is you who have shown a willingness to cooperate with the campaign against inflation. It is you who have answered the call to put the public interest ahead of private interest. You have made possible this strong beginning in our all-out effort to hold down the cost of living. Thousands of letters reported to the White House since I announced the anti-inflation program on the 15th. Listen to what people all across America and all walks of life have to say on this program. Here's a school teacher in New Jersey. I am a widow raising 2 sons in my teacher's salary, and I will lose about $300 because of the freeze. Yet I sincerely feel that we must all support your efforts to bring the economy into balance. A wage earner, Wantag, New York. As one who is expecting an increase in income this month, some December, let me say that I will be glad to go without it if it will curtail inflation.